Chapter 1. Lost in Connection: How the Tech Effect Puts Children's Development at Risk. Stimulation has replaced connection, and I think that's what you need to watch out for. Ned Halliwell, psychiatrist and author of Driven to Distraction. Tom is one of the most thoughtful, attentive, engaged dads I know, and his sons, 4, 7, 12, and 13 years old, are good kids. He takes his boys hiking, coaches their sports teams, helps them raise animals, and travels with them to study the world. He is not a man absorbed in tech, and he has been mindful about the TV and electronic games he allows the boys to use. This is especially challenging because their range of ages and development means he has to set different limits for his two older boys, the bigs, from those he sets for their younger brothers, the littles. Some of the things he might permit the bigs to play, gory war games, for instance, he would never want the littles exposed to. And then there is Grand Theft Auto, a game so vile he never intended to let it in the door. In the game, the player is a sociopathic getaway driver who racks up points for running down pedestrians and other innocents, basically killing anyone who gets in his way just for sport. Between kills, he is immersed in a criminal world, not as a cop or heroic good guy, but as a really, really bad guy. The guy can go into a strip club. There's pornography, there's drugs, there's shooting police. It's horrendous, Tom tells me. So I kept saying, no, we're not going to get it. I put my foot down. And he stood firm. Then, for eldest son Sam's 13th birthday, one of his best friends gave him Grand Theft Auto. Tom was exasperated, but wanted to be reasonable. Rather than force Sam to surrender the gift, he modified his strategy. He banned all but Sam from playing it, and only when the others were not around. That didn't work. He made new rules. They got bent. He hid the game. It got found. Finally, he thought he had it under control. The two bigs obeyed the limited play rule, and the game stayed out of sight and inaccessible to the littles, 4-year-old Ben and 7-year-old Teddy. One day soon after, Tom was driving blissfully along, his younger boys quietly engaged in the back, when he discovered Teddy, the 7-year-old, was playing Grand Theft Auto on his iPhone. He had used the touchscreen web browser to access it. It had never occurred to Tom that the boys could do that, or would. The only reason Teddy even had a phone at his age was because his mother traveled extensively for work, and this allowed them to communicate with each other if need be. Tom had never thought of it as a potential security breach in his protective parental firewall. Tom could have thrown up his hands, given up, surrendered to tech's incursion on his parental authority, but instead he immediately set about plotting his next strategic move. Downsize the tech capabilities on the phones and update parental controls so he could more closely monitor the boy's activity. He banned Grand Theft Auto in the house altogether, knowing that his oldest son could and would play it at his friend's house, but at least his message was back on course and clear. It is an endless challenge, this role of IT parent in the digital age. Tom wants his children to have the benefits and enjoyment that tech offers. He wants them to be tech-savvy and media-literate, and his home is outfitted for work and fun on screens. What he does not want to do, he says, is leave his kids on their own with it to roam and learn and hope for the best. There is just too much at stake. About 15 years ago, I began getting calls to visit schools and talk with parent groups about raising children of character. Parents were deeply worried that a breakdown in cultural norms, growing consumerism, cynicism and crass entertainment, overscheduled lives, and an increasing pressure for competitive success in school were shortchanging their children's moral development. Since screens, tech, and online access became commonplace in children's lives, the calls now come from parents and teachers of children as young as preschool age, alarmed at the extent to which children's screen, play, or online lives are affecting their learning, their social and emotional development, their family interactions, and their school communities.